Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Monday, July 9th. We're back here with you. A kind of a quiet Monday here.
Yeah, it's quiet everywhere. There was like really no traffic, which is weird.
Still? Yeah. Really? Because I thought everybody would be back by the weekend.
They probably are back, but for some holiday. Reason it only took me 16 minutes to get here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe because schools are out. The school's out yet?
I don't know.
Some of them must be.
I have no clue.
It's July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're in summer school because you are a piece of shit. But
why a piece of shit? Some people are trying to finish faster.
No, anyone doing summer school is because they have to. They don't have a choice.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you talk about high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, summer school and college. Yeah, like everyone's like, that's somebody who's being above and beyond what they need to do.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know. But yeah, you're right. In high school, it's different.
Yeah, high school, it's like, damn it, I have to do this or I'm not graduating.
Well, a lot to talk about, I guess. It has been hot here in LA.
Unbearable.
Unbearable, folks. And I know it's been hot pretty much everywhere in the country.
Yeah, yep.
But, I mean, Friday we saw degrees of 119, 120.
I know, it's crazy.
Out here in the valley. It's even worse than Vegas. Vegas rarely gets to be 118 degrees.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Friday I was going to go to dinner, but I was like, I can't make it.
Really?
I had no motivation.
But you stay in the air conditioned place.
Even the walk outside to the Uber just was going to be too much for me. So I said no.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. So you missed out on a good dinner?
Well, I went out with him on Saturday night. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've been posting pictures with some handsome guys. Is that the guy?
Yeah.
There were two of them in one picture.
Yeah, one's his best friend and he likes me too. It's so weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like we all went out on Saturday night. It was like a swinging dick contest between the two. I was like, guys, stop it. Like one would say something and the other one would have to like up them.
Right.
I'm like, this is so weird.
Now this guy, where did you meet him?
Through a mutual friend. He does reality TV as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he's from the UK, so he leaves on Wednesday.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But he's moving to LA.
Oh, he is? Okay. Yeah. I don't know how you seem to find these guys that are elusive, you know? They're like a Middle Eastern and a British guy and all this that don't live here.
It's the accents.
Yeah, you know, but you're not, you're setting yourself up for...
heartbreak.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these terms, unless they move here,
right.
You have no chance for a long-term relationship.
Yeah, there, not at all, especially in the UK, because I'm not going out there.
You're not moving to the UK.
No, right? No.
You move it to Lebanon?
No. Nope, and no.
Stay here. I'm telling you, this is the best place in the fucking world.
I do like California.
By far.
Mm-hmm. My best friend's coming out.
I mean, America,
in 2 weeks.
Period. You don't have to live in LA, but this country in general.
Yeah, I would never leave America.
Like, believe me, don't leave.
Not even like a thought that crosses my mind.
Yeah.
Like it's just not.
I've been in other places, but yeah, and don't do it, especially for a man, you know, because, you know, many times women or men move for the other one and then they break up and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, and it puts a lot of pressure on the person that lives there, that lived there in the beginning, because it's all on them, you know? They're familiar. The new person is not.
And then, like,
they don't know what's
you give
going
up
on.
Your job and
right.
your friends and you leave your family. And then
right.
if it doesn't work out, you're jobless. Yeah. You probably don't have as many friends left. It's just a mess.
And you're fucked in another country.
I moved all the way to San Jose for a guy once, and that was one of the biggest mistakes of my life. I'll never move for a guy ever again. We got to be living in the same city, boo.
Yeah.
And if you don't live here, yeah, gotta move. I'm not moving. Definitely not.
Good for you. Well, you know, you're narrowing down your options, but still in LA there's 4 million people. I'm sure you'll find someone here.
Yeah.
You don't have to look for people from outside, you know.
Exactly. I mean we haven't like oh my God, what is that?
That's like a wasp flying outside, but
why does their bottom half of their body look like that?
Oh, because he's got that, I don't know. That's the way wasps look.
those are the ones that keep stinging and stinging and stinging over and over again, right? Could.
Yeah, it's not like a bee. No, wait, actually, no. These are, I think wasps can only sting once, right?
No, and then bees. They die. Wasps can keep.
I don't think bees die, do they?
Bees die immediately.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen the movie The Bee's Life?
No.
It's an animated Pixar film. But yeah, they know.
A Bug's Life.
No, there's a Bug's Life. But
there's a Bee's Life?
Mm-hmm.
Pixar?
Yes.
No way. I'm reading everything.
I've seen it 1,000 times.
What? Is it with the man in the forest or something where he stings him all the time?
No. It's animated. It's a cartoon.
I know. But how long is it?
It's like 2 hours.
A 2-hour cartoon. And you're saying it's a Bee's Life?
It's called, it's either Bee Movie or Bee's Life. I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
Oh, maybe Bee Movie.
Maybe Bee Movie. Hold on.
Bee Movie. Pixar?
Pixar.
Wow, where was I?
It's old, too.
How old is
it? It's called Bee Movie.
Bee Movie?
Yeah.
And it's Pixar, you sure?
It's Pixar, yeah. It's Disney.
From what year?
It is from 2007, 1 hour and 35 minutes.
Wow.
But it's about a bee and his life and how everyone misjudges bees and we all like scream and try to
kill
them. Tell
me something, where the fuck was I when this movie came out? You know, the funny thing is right now I'm reading a book on computer animation and Pixar has a big part of this, right?
Right.
I didn't see Bee Life there
yeah,
at all.
Hold on. Let's see.
Told you, or Bee Movie or whatever.
Bee Movie, yeah.
Wow. Well, I must have missed it.
It made
$287
million in the box office.
Really?
Yeah, it was a great movie. Well, it's really cute.
I was totally spacing out on it, but I'll have to find it.
Yeah, 2007. Oh, my God. That was like, what, 8 years ago?
No, that's 11 years ago. 2007.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. But, so yeah, no, in that movie, if a bee stings somebody, they're kaput. They're done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they say. But wasps and
so
hornets,
you learned about bees through a fucking cartoon.
Well, yeah, and plus I'm petrified
well,
of them.
I didn't even know that, so that's a good thing.
I'm petrified of them, too.
Really?
Like, as soon as I go outside, if I see one, I'm like, I'm done. That's why I hate laying by pools.
Yeah.
Because you can't lay by a pool without one of those stupid, ugly creatures being somewhere lurking, and I'm like, I can't do this. I cannot do this.
Yeah, but a wasp is a lot worse. I don't know how you get to the fourth
floor.
They
can literally sting you 200 times in a row.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maybe we'll learn that if we go to see Ant-Man and the Wasp, huh?
I do want to see that movie.
Do you?
Did you see the first one?
No.
It was just Ant-Man.
I know.
Yeah, but is Wasp a girl, though, right?
Wasp is a girl. Yeah. She's the star of Lost, if you've ever seen the show Lost.
I didn't see that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, hello, I don't like planes. I'm not going to watch something about a plane crash.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, the plane crash is just in the beginning.
Don't care. I don't even want to watch the 4 seconds of it.
You don't want to see them, like, stranded on an island. A million fucking stories.
No. I read a book once in high school about, this class that got into a plane crash. I forget the name of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
every
high
soccer team or something, no?
Yeah.
And they landed in the Alps.
No, that's a movie, but that's based on a real life, and it was a football team.
Right.
And they started eating each other.
Alive. It's called Alive. Ooh. It was a book and then a movie.
Yeah. I don't know if I could get myself to do that.
No.
I think I would just die, probably.
I think you would, because when you're hungry, you'll do anything. It's such a drive to eat that it's unbelievable. I mean, look, when people get stranded or lost or something, what are you
it's
doing?
It's like stalking us.
You flip it up. She's flipping it up.
It literally is stalking us, Sam. Or it's building a nest right in front of your window.
Well, whatever it is, okay. But you don't flip it off. It doesn't know what the fuck you're doing. But yeah, I think like people that get lost, they eat bugs and, you know, shit like that.
I know. And like worms, they like cook them on like a fire that they have to make from sticks.
Right. You know, when you don't have a choice, you'll eat anything.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you. But talking about Ant-Man, I guess the movie made...
it already came out.
Yeah, this weekend.
Oh.
$76 million. It marks the 20th straight number one opening for Marvel.
That's I understand that, but $76 million is not that much.
Well, it was number one. It was enough to be number one in the box office.
Yeah, because nothing has come
probably,
out.
Probably, but it still, I guess, put him in this record that they've had 20 straight number one openings. I mean,
they're busting amazing. Them out. They did the Avengers, then they did Black Panther, then the Avengers, and now this.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're cracking them out one after another, and I got to tell you that I've had it with these movies.
Oh my God, I love them. I love them all so much. Every single one.
Yeah.
I think the only one I didn't really get into was Robert Downey Jr. What is his?
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Really?
I mean, I like his character. Like when he's in the Avengers with them all together, he does it well, but I just couldn't get into that movie by itself.
Yeah.
Like I saw the first one, but it didn't go out of my way to see the second or the third.
I know. I feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the first one.
The new Spider-Man was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, so much better than when Peter Parker.
What's
not
it
Peter
called?
Parker.
Is that Homecoming or something?
Yeah, or Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay, then I'll have to watch that.
So good.
Yeah.
So it was funny.
Does it have characters from other movies
no.
too?
No, it's literally... it has Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, because Iron Man is basically who found this kid that made him Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So you gotta see. That's the thing. You gotta watch. Yes, you gotta watch.
That's what my son told me.
But that was in Avengers. So if you watched Avengers and you saw that, you would know that Iron Man is the reason why Spider-Man now exists.
Really?
Yeah, and he treats him like a kid because he is a kid. He's like a high school student.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the story was always that the spider bit him and stuff.
He did get bit.
Okay, so Iron Man still had a part in it.
But he discovered his powers, basically. Because it's like they're related somehow.
Right.
That's like his nephew or his cousin or something.
So that's why they call it the Marvel Universe, you know? I mean, it's like everything's connected.
But that must be so hard because I wonder if they have to get like story writers from one of the films to come and sit in on writing the next film, because then how would they know?
Well, I'm sure they're required to know if their entire line when you hire there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And plus, if you know, they sit together and they go, okay, you guys need to draw and write about Spider-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to know about Iron Man and,
right.
and all that.
Right.
You know, so it's very interesting to see, you know, and to find out about the way they made these movies.
Right.
But,
Ant-Man, I think, is in the new Avengers, which I can't believe I haven't seen. I'm embarrassed to say I haven't seen yet. Because the one on Fire Stick has, like, the Chinese subtitles, so I'm waiting for it to be, like, the better version before I watch it. I still haven't even seen Black Panther, and I'm black.
Okay, what does it have to do with anything? Come on.
Come on.
It's not a movie for blacks. It's for everybody.
It's for everybody, but it was a big step for black people.
Yeah.
Because it was like the first Hollywood film that had 99.9% black people acting in it.
No,
which never
that's
happens.
Not true. There's a lot of movies like that.
But not ones that make billions of dollars at the box office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Look, you had The Color Purple. You have...
I never saw that.
I know, but
isn't
that
crazy?
Was an all black movie. And then you had... You have a lot of the Spike Lee movies, right? Well, aren't they all black?
I don't know.
Like, yeah,
the old school ones like Juice and stuff, but they weren't making like, I think Black Panther made over $1 billion.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about it, you know. But
I wonder how much percentage of that the actors get.
It depends how famous and powerful they are at that
right.
point, you know?
Right.
I would imagine the first movie they don't make a lot, but then they
that's
give
crazy.
Them
can you imagine
options.
Your first movie makes $1 billion and you get like 0.1%?
Well, but you probably get options for the sequels, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they tell you, well, if you succeed this way, then the next one you'll make a lot more.
See, sequels are like a tough gig.
Yeah. Well, in some ways.
Yeah, like I haven't seen Deadpool 2, which I've been trying to see.
Tough gig, you mean to watch?
No, but sometimes,
to make?
Sometimes they don't amount to the second. So by the time the third comes around, it's like nobody is really excited to see it.
I know. I've never seen part 3 that was great. Maybe something with
Thor.
X-Men. Thor 3 is good?
Thor 3 is so good. Ragnarok.
Oh.
So funny.
Okay.
So probably like one of the funniest films I've seen this year.
Yeah.
See, I was trying to watch.
Agree. So some third ones were good. Toy Story 3 was amazing.
Bawled my eyes out.
Yeah, me too.
Cried like a baby.
So we still haven't watched Coco with my son.
I still need to watch
it. We've had for 3 weeks now. We haven't gotten
around to
it.
But you bought it, right?
Yeah, I bought
it. Okay, so you could take your
time.
But
we haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah,
you know?
I want to see that too, but I heard it's like you got to stay home.
Yeah.
Like, make sure you got no plans because you will be crying.
I can't imagine me crying, you know?
Oh my God, I cry at everything.
At a movie, but we'll see, you know? I mean, sometimes I mean, I can't even remember the movies where it happened. Maybe Toy Story 3, where I would get like at least tears in my eyes.
Or you're like, excuse me 1 second, I have to grab a coffee from the kitchen.
I can't remember the last time this happened.
Did you see The Good Dinosaur?
No.
Holy shit.
Really?
Every single time I've seen it at least 10 times because it's such a good Disney movie.
Yeah.
And I cry like a baby every, it's like as if I haven't seen it, I don't know what's
like
coming.
Like MQ, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because my sister, we were having dinner one night, and she has a kid, obviously, so she sees all these like immediately when they come out. So she goes, go downstairs. So I used to live in the basement in my parents' house. She goes, go downstairs, watch The Good Dinosaur, and come back up. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I go downstairs, and I came back up weeping. She's like, told ya.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. I wept when the dog left yesterday.
Oh, the dog left.
Oh my god, the video. I posted a video on Instagram because I've been telling people and like showing him off, and I was like, hey, really? He left, but I was like weeping in my video on Instagram because I was like, I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And it has over 100,000 views.
Wow.
My regular videos get like 7 to 10.
Yeah.
The one of me looking so people ugly can crying.
Relate. So people can relate to, they like emotional, they like real stuff.
Yeah. I mean, see, the thing I was worried about is when I got him, he was in such bad condition. So I was kind of blaming the foster mom that dropped him off. But she picked him up yesterday, and how excited he got to see when he saw her, I was like, okay, he's definitely got love. Yeah, she's got love. And she was telling me that she would hit them up and ask to take them to the vet, and they would ignore her. But I'm just very annoying, so there was no ignoring me. I was like, hello, I need to go. But I don't think she was doing it as aggressive as I was, so I got it done. But I mean, it made me feel better that he was happy. He like didn't even look at me when he was leaving.
Oh,
that kind of hurt my feelings.
Yeah. But you see, that's the thing. He's a dog, you know? I mean,
but
what
dogs
do you
know.
Yeah, but he's probably conflicted too. But what, you know, this is his mom.
I know. Now it is.
You're just a babysitter.
I know. And I'm getting my new foster dog tonight.
Oh,
his name is Bruno. Like,
so there you go. You're gonna go through this shit every
time. Every single time. And I know, and this time I have him for longer. I think I have him for a month or until he gets adopted, because once a week you got to take him to an adoption event. And yeah, but he's like a pit bull lab mix, and he's been through the adoption system I think for almost a year now, and he still hasn't gotten adopted.
Oh, poor dog. So yeah, so it's like you have to realize something. They do have family, you know, if you just foster them or whatever.
Yeah.
But
she fostered him for 2 months. So that did become like his mom. Like he probably got used to like living with her. And that's what's scary about it, because they want me to take this dog for a month or until he gets adopted. I'm like, okay, so I have this dog for a month. We get into this routine of like our everyday life and schedule. And then all of a sudden I'm like, see ya.
Yeah.
Good luck at your new home. Hopefully they take care of you.
Yeah. Well, just look at yourself as like a babysitter.
Yeah,
you know?
I am. And if I can make their life just a little bit better for a short period of time, I feel good about it.
Right. You know, and maybe this is your...
calling?
No, not really. But you're fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah,
you know,
because my apartment is pretty big.
Yeah, you know, and plus you get to see a lot of different dogs. You get to help dogs, you know, so you feel... There's one more thing I don't have to worry about doing, you know.
Right. But let me tell you, cleaning my apartment yesterday, hours.
Yeah.
Hours, there's dog hair everywhere.
I'm telling you, living with animals is crazy.
So I don't know what's the best bet. Do you vacuum every other day? Do you vacuum every day? Like, how do you get the hair to be less?
Well, the thing is that, I asked my son to vacuum every day.
Right, right.
The cat hair.
Mm-hmm.
No way. He doesn't, maybe once a week.
Right.
And then the maid comes and does it too. But it's totally up to you. If you don't like the hair, do it every day.
Yeah, see,
you know, it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day, but you don't have to live in it.
I know, yeah, because it was like, so my couch is velvet, so the hair, like, he did it it took me almost an hour and a half to just clean my couch yesterday. Yeah.
Do you have a good vacuum that has those attachments for pet hair?
No, I need to get a brand new vacuum.
Invest in one, and you'll see, it's amazing, you know, because it's got a brush in the end of it.
2 seconds to clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get one of those, but I went to Petco, because I was trying to find the glove. There's like a new glove that's out, and if you literally wipe it on a couch or something.
Like a lint remover?
Yeah, but they had none, so I just got a lint roller specifically for pet hair, and it did take, it still took me like an hour and a half to clean the couch, because my couch is really big. It's a sectional, so it's 2 different parts.
Right.
And it's velvet all around, so I got to clean it.
And it's not a small dog either, right? It wasn't a small dog?
No, it wasn't a huge dog, but he wasn't small by any means. Right. No.
Bigger than a cat or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He would eat a cat for dinner.
All right, so there's a lot of hair.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know that some animals, or at least dogs, I guess. That's what I heard. My brother has a Pomeranian. He says, you see, this is not hair, it's fur.
Yeah.
And fur
it comes
not,
out in chunks.
No, but fur, well, maybe, but it doesn't leave hairs at all.
Yeah, because it comes out in balls.
Well, I don't know if it does. He didn't tell me anything about that.
Because my dog back home has fur, and right. it's frustrating because when he sheds, it's like balls of hair as opposed to like when you have a short breed.
But isn't that easier to clean?
It is. The balls of hair are way easier to clean.
That's what I'm saying.
Then a short-haired dog comes through, and you can't see him shedding, but it's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough.
And plus the furry ones, it doesn't come out in you know,
no.
in chunks all the time.
Yeah, they can like lay on the bed, and it doesn't like come off
no,
like
nothing,
that.
Nothing.
Uh-uh.
But, yeah, so I'm still getting used to the cat. I think I see him more often than my son does, and I'm with him more. I don't know how it turns out because I haven't been at home that much. But,
right.
But the cat comes to me. He likes to be with me. I give him treats. You know, I worry about his food and everything, making sure he's got
it. Because you love him now.
My son is just, I don't know, on another planet, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's 24, right? 24?
25, just turned 25.
Oh, 25.
And, well, he just moved here from San Francisco, so yeah. he's still trying to find his place.
But right.
I think he's being too picky with the jobs he's willing to take, so.
I feel him on that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I've got like a cool job now, but if I could have like another job on top of dog sitting, I'd be good.
No, of course. Of course. But you need to make an effort to say, I'm willing to take this job and that job and that job.
Right.
And he's like, for some reason, he's like, I'm not going to go to a business that's like a corporation. They ask you stupid questions, a million interviews. But I'm thinking, well, so that's what it takes, you know? I mean, but you can't like write off all these opportunities, you know? But he is. So, you know, I'm trying to understand the generation. I picked up a book yesterday called wait a minute, what's it called? I'll look it up, okay, and I'll tell you. But it's about 20-somethings. And, okay, the defining decade. That's what it is. Okay.
Never heard.
Okay, it's a book. It's pretty new. Maybe that's why you haven't heard of it. It's called The Defining Decade, Why Your 20s Matter, and How to Make the Most of Them Now.
Well, my 20s are over, so I don't care.
Well, no, I think you still count in there, okay? Because you're still going through the same things. Just because you have a 3-0 in your age doesn't mean that in your life, in your mind, in your head, whatever, that you're actually 30. I think you still behave like you're in your 20s.
Yeah, kind of sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes
I mean, that's
I feel
not
like
to
I don't.
Say it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that.
Right.
You know, I mean, if I put you, I mean, you would be the same generation as my son and my daughter, you know? So that's what I'm saying. My daughter's 27. It's pretty close to 30.
Right.
Okay, but at any rate, I'm just talking in general that, first of all, I put it on the table and I hope he'll see it and he'll read it maybe. But because I've been telling him for a long time that the 20s is really when you plan your life. This is when you plan what you're going to do. At your 30s, you do it.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with you if this was like 10 years ago.
But is that true?
No, I mean, it's 110% true. Social media has literally ruined lives.
In what way?
Like, for instance, back in the day, like when I was in high school, social media didn't really exist,
right.
okay?
Right.
So like in high school, you're thinking about what college to go to, what you want to do in 10 years. And as time progressed, like you went to college and then MySpace and then Facebook and then Instagram and then all these distractions to distract you from the fact that you have no idea what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how to get there because you're so distracted with everybody else's lives and what they're doing.
Right.
And how you want to get to what they're doing when you don't even know if that's what really they're doing. Like I had this argument the other day about, because I was very open about how I was broke, how I'm still struggling, and that's my truth. And people right. always shit on me because of my truth. And in my head, I had this argument on social media as well. I'm like, you know, you have people like me who are very honest and very open about what's going on. But then you have people, like I know females that literally have the newest Gucci bag, have really nice clothes, are always out to eat at nice restaurants, and they sleep in their car.
Mm.
Like, people yeah. are struggling, but they're posting this right. lavish lifestyle that they're living.
Or they have like a sugar daddy or something probably that pays for all this shit.
Yeah, and that can't last long. Like even right. the actor Emeritus who came in and he played a trophy boy, and then the guy was like, see ya, you're done. Like, right. And then he was homeless. Like, so basically what I'm saying is you have all these distractions and you're looking at other people's lives wishing you were living it, and you don't even know what type of life they're living. And then all of a sudden you're 30 and you're like, what am I doing?
Right.
You know?
But let me ask you this. I mean, can't you like be in social media but keep it in its own little box and focus on the rest of your life too? The thing is this, is that you can't... I mean, look, for you, social media is important because you... have numbers of an influencer, for
right,
example.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So you're going to have to figure out how to make money off of that.
Right.
Because you're good at it.
Right.
That's one thing. But another thing
like you're
thing
talking
is,
about someone who just has like 500 followers.
Or whatever, you know. And they figure, why am I concerned with other people?
Right.
You know, what other people's lives
but
are.
But think about
let
that. So
about
you
me.
Have...
So look, 10 years ago, it doesn't matter. The point is, and let me tell you what why this is so serious. Because... if you fuck up in your 20s, you're going to pay the price later.
Hence what I'm doing right now.
40s.
Hence what I'm doing right now.
So don't fuck it up.
Yeah. And that's a great advice to give and maybe a great book to read. But I'm telling you, I'll say 80% of people in their 20s right now have no idea and don't care what they're doing in 5, 10 years.
Right. And that's why I got the book, because I need to understand.
Right.
The
but
generation.
When was this book written?
Just this year. Hold on a second, I'll tell you. Oh, this was from 2013.
Yeah, so much has changed in the past 5 years. Like, we didn't even have... Did we even have Instagram 5 years ago?
No, but listen, it's like... it's talking also in general about 20s, you know?
Which is great, which is fine.
You know,
but nobody's going to listen to that.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Well, we'll see.
Maybe your son will. Maybe your son will read
it. I saw they were talking about, you know, all the social media and everything, so it's not... you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe your son will read it and it'll help him. But I'm saying 90% of the time, no 20-year-old is going to go to Borders.
No, I know. But that's why I'm saying that I think people that are readers, okay, that would go to a bookstore.
Would get
would
that
probably
book.
Pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
But who's a reader anymore, really?
Well,
I'm
yeah,
sad
that's
enough.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's sad. I don't know anyone that's like... I don't even see anyone posting pictures by the pool holding a book, because that used to be a thing. Like, you just lay out, get your read on.
Yeah, well, people do have their phones right now, so they totally don't care about books. You know how many books I got that I got right now?
Right.
I mean, I'm getting one at the rate of one a day.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. That's a lot of books.
It's a lot of books, you know? I mean, I don't really have time to read them that much.
Reading it takes a lot of time.
I only have about an hour, excuse me. An hour to an hour and a half a day,
right?
At most,
yeah. But that, I mean, that's still even a lot of time to be reading. Mm. Like an hour of your day reading—that's a decent amount of time. I should probably start doing that.
And then the newspaper probably half an hour while I'm eating.
Right, right.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I grew up with it, and I love to read. So I read paper books and paper magazines
and
paper papers.
Right. I don't read papers.
But no, I actually got this to understand a little bit of what's going on, and maybe I can relate.
Probably not.
Maybe I can relate more.
Probably
I need
not.
To understand. Because listen, I mean, the truth is older generations do feel that 20-somethings now don't appreciate what they have, don't work as hard. And true, the generations have changed, you know.
Yeah, I will say
in the book she talks about the recession.
Oh, it's a woman.
Yeah.
I would say that people in their 20s now definitely don't work as hard. Like, I think, like, my dad tells me stories about what he was doing when he was 20, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. I know. At 16, I was fucking working full-time going to high school.
Yeah, it's like, it's definitely a different generation. Like, people right now are still living with their parents till, like, 35.
Right, right.
Like that guy that just got kicked out.
Right.
His parents were like, we had enough. We had enough, okay? We want to spend the rest of our lives sleeping with each other without our grown-ass son in the kitchen making a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. But no, the bottom line also is because the writer is a psychologist that has worked with 20-somethings for over 15 years. So don't you think she would know a little bit about them?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel
day
like...
day in, day out.
I feel like psychologists are just full of shit.
No, I don't think so.
I think 90% of them are. Well, like, who are you to tell me advice about my life?
Because they have seen other people make decisions.
But that
decisions.
Doesn't make them an ex. Don't you think that degree and that job is just a crock of fucking bullshit?
I'm not saying the degree. I'm saying the experience they have.
Okay, but if you talk, I'm asking you.
If
okay?
you worked with teens
yeah.
for 10, 20 years, yeah. you would know teens. That's all I'm saying. You know, it doesn't matter if they're psychologists or teachers or whatever, you know?
Okay, but let's just say a psychologist that works with someone who has, like, I don't know, like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you an expert?
But they need to be very trained to do that.
That's what I'm saying, but how do you even get to that point?
Because they profile shit like this. They know how these people behave. They're listed in the manual, the psychiatric manual. It's called DSM. It's like if you're talking about a psychotic person or something, then that's exactly what they would have. They would have this as a condition or a disorder or something, and they would know how to treat it because they've come on. I mean, they're building on body of knowledge, you know.
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
Yeah, no. The thing is, and besides, you know what? A therapist is there is a third person. You know, someone who's not. Interest has any personal interest in your
right.
happiness or whatever.
Right.
And so you should be able to tell them everything without worrying about what they'll think of you. It's
right.
not like a friend or a family. So that's why I think it's important to have someone you can talk to who can give you really an objective advice and tell you your way of thinking is wrong. You know, it gets in
but
your way.
This implies my question to you.
Okay.
You're saying you want a third opinion, someone who doesn't know you, someone who isn't judging you on your everyday life, just listening to you vent about whatever your opinion, and then they tell you it's wrong. Who are they to tell you that your opinion is wrong?
Because it's not your opinion is not working out for you. That's why you're the therapist in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm telling you. Because the thing is that, and I've realized that about myself too. When you think a certain way, then you feel and behave in a certain way.
Right.
But, so you have to change your way of thinking. And sometimes you have to look at it from a different perspective. And then you go, wow, you know.
Maybe it's because I just didn't have a good experience with a therapist where I'm like, I just don't.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't, you know. I mean, there's so many out there.
Right.
And many good ones, too. I mean, look, if it didn't work, just like medication, if it didn't work.
Try something else.
No, these industries would not exist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody would go to a therapist. Nobody would go to a psychiatrist. Nobody would buy medication. But it works. That's how you know. Also, that's how you know there's a disorder. If the medication makes you feel better, it means there is something physical there, right? That caused your depression or whatever in the first place.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I mean, because it's...
Like last night I had cramps, so I took a Tylenol. And then right. my cramps went away.
Okay, so that's the same thing. It's because right. it works. So that's what I'm saying. But
oh, man, my cramps were like the worst they've ever been. Really? I didn't sleep at all. I was up. I went to bed at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
That's how bad they were. I texted Gabby because she was wide awake because it was 9 o'clock in the morning over there.
Yeah.
I was like, I have not had this bad of an experience since I was like 15.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because of stress or because of what I'm eating or what's going on, but...
Yeah.
But I finally got a bathroom scale.
Oh, okay. Congratulations on that. Do you really need that to monitor your weight twice a day, every day?
I just do it in the morning when I wake up and before I go to bed because I like to see how much food makes a difference on your weight.
I know, but still, it's like it makes you obsessed. Why did you get
I'm not obsessed at all. I
you
actually,
will be. If you got yourself a scale, you're going to get there on it every day, right?
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting maybe too skinny, but I'm also feeling too fat, if that makes any sense at all. Like,
but it doesn't matter. It's like... why do you feel that way? By looking at yourself?
Like,
or?
Looking at myself and, like, the face and stuff, I feel like it's like, more sunken in, which means I've lost weight. Because I can
you
tell...
You realize nobody fucking notices
no,
it
No, nobody
you.
Notices that.
Yeah.
But, like, I would feel like my stomach and my back are fat. So it's right. like you want to work out for those particular areas, but then you lose weight everywhere else and there's no controlling it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it depends because everybody loses in different areas mm-hmm. of their body, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like 120 on Friday, and this morning I was like 118.
Yeah. You see, that would make you crazy, and you really think you look different with two. Okay. So, and my son would do the same thing. Now he's not working out. I don't know why. But when he did, and he was eating well and everything, he would get on the scale every day, twice a day. I'm like, are you out of your mind? I said, this is going to drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand that. You know, I mean, you go on it once a week, twice a week maybe, just to monitor your progress. But right. to do it all the time, that calls for obsession.
I haven't done it today.
And think about it. Every time you gain 1 or 2 pounds, the person gets depressed, you know, and then, look at this. I'll go on the scale after I took a shit and I'll weigh a lot less, you know. I mean,
that's
what true. Is this, you know?
I mean, that's a true statement, for
all
sure.
All right, I figured it probably would be, yeah. you know.
So true.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things here I wanted to mention, which I think is cool. This one, and this one's kind of... grim, but I still think it's cool.
Oh, great, grim.
Lions kill suspected rhino poachers who sneaked onto South African game reserve. So these poachers snuck in with cutters to poach, to kill rhinos, right?
Rhinos are almost extinct, those pieces
right,
of shit.
But they want to take their ivory, their horns, whatever, right? So
they get caught, obviously,
by the lions. They found remains of about three men near where the lions were.
Karma is a bitch.
It's a fucking.
So not
bitch,
only yeah. did they die, they had a horrible death.
Yes, yes.
Oh my this God! There's like 15 outside death, the right. window now.
What
of the wasps?
Wasps.
Yeah. So there's definitely a nest.
I hope we don't get an attack here. Like outside when we
yeah,
go outside.
I'm gonna be running to my car. No, look at them. There's literally 50, like 10 of them.
I think it's the same one.
No, there's that one, and then okay. there's one over here.
All right. Well, maybe there's something on the window they want. But the point is, more power to the lions for having done this and saved maybe a couple rhinos in the process. You know?
I went to a party on 4th of July, and they had lions and tigers in cages.
Yeah, you tell me that.
Just so beautiful.
And those are, you probably hire them from a company that rents them out.
I mean, if at one point those lions will escape and eat those people.
Yeah,
because
eventually.
it's abuse.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how
not only that, but yeah, I mean, they're wild animals.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Right. It's definitely not, they're literally looking at these people like, I cannot wait to get to your motherfucking ass. That's literally what they're thinking. But up close, they are literally some of the most beautiful creatures I've ever seen in real life.
Yeah.
Because I've seen like videos and pictures on Instagram of like, I follow this page called Black Jaguar, White Tiger. Mm. And this guy opened this foundation to save wildlife. Like they'll take like injured tigers and panthers, and he raises them basically. And he'll get in the cage with them. He'll pet them. They'll lick him, like they think of him as like,
right,
you know, their master right. or whatever. But then so did you. Then you see stories like that guy. Who's that Australian guy?
Yeah, that was the alligator or crocodile.
No,
whatever.
Stingray got him.
Stingray got him, but wasn't he called like?
Oh yeah, maybe the crocodile hunter.
No, something hunter, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you know who I'm talking
about, right?
I totally
forget because I've never seen it, but yeah.
Yeah, but you know who the blonde's
I know,
guy?
I know.
The accent, he's like, and then over there.
Right, and it was the stingray
yeah.
that got him.
Can
know.
You believe that? His poor
and
family.
And it's happened more than once, you know, where, the master of the animals would get, or the trainer, whatever.
I watched
they would
this,
get eaten.
I watched this documentary on Discovery Channel once about this guy who... documented he was like one of a guy he was like maybe the one of the first few to have like a real life camera and film himself
right
he didn't have a crew nothing he just yeah. brought cameras with him and he lived with bears like he lived with big ass bears
yeah
so he'd like walk with them he'd live with foxes the bears took him out
yeah
like the bears he thought were like his friends
right
they filmed like you can hear him screaming wow. and then the documentary ends they like literally put his death in it
wow
and I'm like yeah. oh my God
eventually that's gonna happen man.
So every time I see that guy's Black Jaguar or White Tiger page, I'm like, one day these tigers are going to be.
I know, it's terrible.
But they have like celebrities go in and hold them and pet them all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so dangerous, but also amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I definitely want to put that on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a safari?
I've almost gone. I mean, believe it or not, I lived in South Africa for a year.
Oh, that's right.
Where they have safaris and game and all that. And I never went once.
Are you scared?
No. It's just, I don't know. I never got around to it.
I think I'd be a little scared.
I did take some nice trips, though, in the wild, in the mountains. It was amazing with some friends and stuff.
Right.
So I really did explore, but I never went on a game reserve or anything.
Right.
You know?
But
that would be cool.
I think it would be cool, but then I would be like shitting my pants almost.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I told you about the baboon story I had in South Africa.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I know.
Baboon. Yeah. Fuck it.
Not bamboo.
they're scary looking.
They are, and they're dangerous too.
Yeah, no,
so
thank
they climbed
you.
On our car when I was in South Africa. That's when it happened. We pulled over, a whole bunch of baboons climbed on our car, and we were just looking at them. We didn't even have a friggin' camera, man.
Mm-mm.
You know, there were no phone cameras.
Yeah, back then, right?
Yeah. That was 1997. How old were you? Like six?
1997.
No, you
nine.
Were born in 89, right?
No, I was born in 88. So
88.
So I was nine.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
almost 10. That's wild, huh?
It is.
I was like going to like F.A. Schwartz, picking out the biggest teddy bear my parents couldn't afford.
Yeah.
Can you remember all that stuff? My parents used to throw me the sickest birthday parties. And meanwhile, as a kid, you don't know that your parents are like struggling. They don't have money. They still just like put on a show, do the best that they can for you.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, Danny, stop complaining.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. My parents have done so much. I'm going to have to repay them one day.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, man.
You don't really appreciate it until you get older.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because then you have to come up with the shit yourself, and you go, wow, you know, this was given to me all along.
Right.
You know? And, yeah, so I just, yeah. Listen, I can imagine it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy being in your 20s these days.
No. No, and
or even a teenager.
Yeah, you know? Teenager is probably the hardest because that's when you're doing high school. And I think high school is when you like have to learn to be your strongest because people are not nice in high school.
Mm.
People are very mean.
Right.
And now with social media and bullying, or if you like date one guy in high school and he decides to like leak your naked photo. And then this is like the story that's happened in so many Lifetime movies, because it's just like a young girl dates an older guy from like a freshman dating a senior. And then all of a sudden everyone hates her and then she kills herself. Like,
she's,
that's one thing I will say. As a mom, I will make sure that my kid doesn't give one fuck.
Mm.
Like you're going to get that from your mama.
Yeah.
Don't care. Get through high school with an I don't give a fuck attitude and you'll survive and you'll probably be the most successful.
Well, you hope that they'll follow that.
Yeah, because sometimes it's, I mean, sometimes even...
They have their own fucking minds, you know? It's like, you can't imagine. I mean, a kid, you're like their god until a certain age, and then you're like, I don't want to be near my family.
Yeah,
near my
that
parents.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You know,
so
you
bad.
Become like the... Not the enemy, but the one that gets in the way of what they want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
You become an obstacle for them.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine. I was just thinking about how, like, your whole life you depend on your parents. Then you get older and you move out.
Yeah.
And then your parents just, like, have to, like live this life without you after you've been in it for so long. I mean, yeah, give or take, you, like, visit them and call them. But it's just not the same. And then when you get older, and then your kids only start seeing you, like, once a week or once every other week while you're like in and out of nursing homes, if that, like, that's gotta be tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Benjamin Button?
Yeah.
Movie was weird.
Mm. Where he gets younger all the time.
And she gets older, but they're in love.
Right.
Yeah. It's so weird. But isn't that weird? It's weird that we're not born old and then die young.
Yeah.
But no one would take care of us. Like, how does someone take care of you?
Well, the thing is this, if you think about it, when you start to die off, you're going back to a situation like when you were a baby.
Yeah.
People have to take care of you. You can't walk. You can't do this. You lose your teeth. So it's almost like going up and then going down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Going back to the same thing you came from.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Life is like a crazy thing when you put it in perspective, when you really, really start to think about
it. You think about it. Exactly. And that's why I'm thinking there's got to be more to it than just science, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, there's got to be some grand plan in all this.
I don't know. I think everyone has their individual grand plan.
Yeah, but you know, the question remains, who or what started this ball rolling in the first place?
Yeah, like how did I mean, because you have people that say Scientologists believe that evolution happened, right? That's Scientologists?
No. Scientists.
Yeah, Scientologists.
Scientology is that religion that...
Yeah, and they believe in evolution.
No, come on. Let's not even go there because you're going to make yourself look like a fool.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you, not even close. Scientology is that science fiction religion. It's not...
yeah, but they don't believe in God. They believe science created Earth, right?
Science created Earth.
Like
I don't know. Maybe... Okay, you know what? Maybe I don't know enough about them too.
Yeah, I mean, they stand on corners and they're heavy with getting people to join them.
Okay, but science in general believes in evolution.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, I know, yeah.
Right.
But that's not in the Bible.
Okay, so they believe... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so
what I'm
saying.
So
you're saying is opposed to Judeo-Christian...
Mm-hmm.
Tradition,
right,
where they don't believe in God and all,
right,
that. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so they believe in, like, we were once monkeys,
yeah,
yeah, and now we're people, and eventually,
yeah, well,
we're gonna be
evolution.
Whatever the fuck we are gonna be in 50 years,
right,
robots.
But you see, I still don't see how that negates anything, because we could have started as monkeys,
but how did monkeys get here?
No, well, yeah, and besides, it doesn't really contradict, because I feel if something such as God got everything rolling, you know, for him or for it, whatever.
Right.
Billions of years is nothing to go through an evolution, you know, and get to the point where we are like this.
Right.
But if people think we're going to stay like this forever, they're mistaken, because species keep evolving all the time.
Yeah.
So
but do
what
they,
we
though?
Know is each other, what we know is ourselves, you know, thousands of years from now are going to be totally different.
Yeah, no, that I definitely agree with.
And I'm saying just thousands of years, not even millions. But
I don't think that, like, animals are changing every day. I think maybe human beings, but, like, when's the last time you heard of, like,
well, there's
new...
animals that become extinct.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, there's no new... Well, but that's what I'm saying, though, is that species do evolve, and they adapt and things like that, you know,
right.
So... Some of them get extinct if they're not strong enough, and some of them
like polar bears are almost
flourish,
out.
You know, yeah.
Polar bears are so cute too.
Right.
So are panda bears. Panda bears are almost out. It's kind of crazy because you think of like extinction and you're like, no, about certain animals, and then you have like dinosaurs and you're like, see ya.
Yeah.
Glad you guys got freaking taken out.
Right.
How crazy would it be if, like, we had to, if that was like something that Americans had to worry about still?
Yeah.
Like driving to work, but make sure you don't get eaten by a T-Rex on your way. Can you imagine that? Seriously.
We need to see Jurassic World. Have you seen?
I know.
The
I haven't seen the second one.
No,
my sister said it was not as good as the first, though.
No.
Mm-mm. The first one was so badass, though.
Yeah.
When they brought the second T-Rex out at the end, and like they fought each other, I was like, this is the sickest scene of a movie ever. So it's kind of hard to top that.
Yeah. I don't remember the difference between all of them, to be honest with you, right?
Wait, the movies?
Yeah.
Well, the old ones are nothing like this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, no. Have you seen the new one with Chris Pratt?
The Jurassic World, I did, yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen the second one.
No.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen the second one either.
Right.
But I don't think the one, I don't
but
think
Jurassic
World
was,
is like.
Wasn't it the fourth one?
No,
because they had Jurassic Park 3.
Yeah, but that's like a different. They like it's like starting the Batman franchise over.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, like it's a different.
Oh, so it's not like a continuing.
No.
Continuance of.
Nobody's related in that.
Really?
No.
Mm-mm. Isn't Jeff Goldblum still in it?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I thought he was.
No.
Maybe in the
I love him in it though.
Yeah.
That would have been great if they brought him. He's not in it though. No.
So that's what you're saying. So you're saying Jurassic World is actually a remake of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, brand new people, brand new storyline.
Right.
Nothing's the same.
Well, okay, but it doesn't have to be the same people to be a sequel, though. You know, they can.
No, I mean, like, it's not even like the same park. It's not even because in all those movies, it was the same park.
Right.
This is completely different.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how come I didn't pay attention to it in Jurassic
World? Because you don't really
World?
Pay attention.
That's not true. I saw Lucy. I finished watching Lucy.
Hate that movie.
You know what? It started going downhill as she got smarter and smarter.
I did not like that. And I didn't like the fact that she died at the end either. It's like, what is the fucking point
of
this
movie? Well, she didn't die. She just became energy and knowledge, sort of. That's what
it
was.
Yeah, so stupid.
Right?
After she falls in love with somebody. Yeah, that's great.
And the whole thing, I mean, in the beginning, the idea was great, you know?
Yeah, if they could have figured out a cure to bring her back. That's
no,
what...
either that or... No, or just like... I don't know.
Or keep her smart. Like, why can't she just be smart and live?
Yeah, and be able to do other things.
Right.
But look, that was the story there. What can we do?
Yeah, I hated that movie. Like, definitely don't. If any of you guys have not seen Lucy, don't see it. It's not good.
Well, at least start it. I mean, the idea is great.
She's done some pretty shitty movies. Like, I tried to start watching Ghost Girl, if that's what it's called. Her new one that just came out where she played an Asian chick and everyone was in an uproar because an Asian should have played it.
Right.
Is that what it's called? Ghost Girl?
I don't know.
Ghost
I
something.
Seen it.
Ghost Shell. Go shell. Okay. My phone's still going off with fake people calling my number, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to just let it die out. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, that's when the chick published your number?
Yeah, it's still... Like,
is it still up there?
Yep.
Really?
Look, right now.
Can't you, like... can't you contact Instagram or something? And
no, I mean, I'd have to change my number, which I refuse to do.
Is that what they would tell you?
Yeah.
No, just tell them to take down the fucking thing so at least new people won't see it.
Oh, right. I could do that.
Yeah. No, do that because you're being harassed.
Like someone just called me 4 times in a row. Like I'm not answering.
You're being harassed. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Well, we are out of time. There were a couple of other things I wanted to mention, like Justin Bieber getting...
I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be engaged to him.
Well, next time around.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Exactly. It's not the end yet, you know?
No.
You can wish him the worst and then he'll
I think
be
she's probably
again.
Pregnant.
Probably.
Because he's a godly man now, so he's probably like, I need to get married to this chick before she's showing. That's what I'm thinking.
Either that or he just wants to lock in that model, you know? I mean, I don't know.
He's dated so many models, though.
That's true,
and
right?
She's so much younger than him. Like, he's about to be 26. She just turned 21.
Are you serious?
She's very young.
Oh.
Like, how do you know that you want to be married at 21? Like, it's just so weird to me.
That's true.
Hmm. I don't know. And he just was with Selena Gomez months ago. Like, with the same pictures.
Really?
The same devotions of I love you.
So you don't think there's a lot of real love going on?
I think they probably love each other, and I think they're probably confused.
Oh, okay.
I think they're probably young.
They're young,
in love,
yeah,
and it's summertime, and everyone... I've heard the best love stories happen in the summertime, but if she is not pregnant, I guarantee this is off by October.
Mm.
I don't think it's going to last. Do you think Justin Bieber's done fucking other bitches?
I don't know.
No.
You're right, so she's probably pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, they sort of have to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
All right. Shit, we're totally out of time, folks. We got to go. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.